Joined here by head coach Tony Gregg over at Gilman City. He is the head coach for the boys basketball program for the Hawks. The Hawks, they've hit a little bit of a skid. They've lost four in a row going into their tournament, so they are going to try to end that streak tonight. They have one of their big rivals in the, I believe this is matchup. Indeed it is. 4-seed Gilman City, 5-seed Tri-County, 8-15 tonight. From the Gilman City gym, as we take a look back at last week, Coach, it doesn't look like the boys played poorly per se. You didn't get blown out by any stretch of the imagination, but against Mercer and against Winston, you just got in close games where you just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, that's right. And we knew Mercer was going to be not according to the record, but we knew they were better than what their record showed. And we come out kind of lethargic that night, just a little bit slow, and just couldn't get things rolling, and kind of shot ourselves in the foot just forgetting to do some fundamental things. And you know, and not to take anything away from Mercer, they played well, and they've got a real prolific scorer and the Monarchy boy, but we didn't do the things we needed to do to win that game, and they come out on top. And then of course we played Winston then at the end of the week there, and Winston's still a good team. They're playing well. We were down there on their court, and kind of the same thing. We took too long to get started. I think we were down 8 or 10 points before we got our first bucket, and that's kind of where we played most of the game. We did take the lead, I think, in the third quarter for a short period of time, but just got to put four quarters together and shoot the ball a little bit better. We've kind of been in a slump shooting the ball. So hopefully we can right the ship tonight and get a win against Tri-County.
Yeah, a little bit up and down. I'm just kind of looking at your season to date, Coach. You started the season kind of trading wins and losses. Then you got into a real good streak right about holiday hoops. You got a couple of victories coming into January. And I know when you look at the likes of Grundy and Green City, you know, Winston, still Winston, and Mercer, you couldn't get the win there. So I know level of competition comes into it, but boy, it looks like it's been a roller coaster ride for Gilman City this year, where you just get on these momentum streaks, and you're hoping to get another one going the right direction tonight.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when we started out the season, we played some tough teams in Princeton and Bramer and Winston in that Gallatin tournament. And so we've played some competition, but we need to close those games out over those a little bit better teams, and hopefully we can get started now. And the boys and I talked about that in practice, that hopefully our season really is starting today, and we're looking on to district and hoping we can make a run there.
Yeah, did you get stuck in a rut at times, Coach, where you kind of play to the level of your competition? That could be a good thing, it could be a not so good thing, but you kind of feel like that's where the boys are, that they just kind of get stuck in these close games where at some point you just got to come out and play your game.
Well, yeah, and you come off of playing Grundy and then Green City, and played a good quarter and a half against Green City, a couple weeks back, and then come into Mercer. I think Mercer come off the South Harrison tournament playing really well, and we just come up a little bit dead that night. But I don't think we played necessarily bad against Winston the other night. We just same thing. You just got to put four quarters together, and we just hadn't shot the ball quite what we did early on. So I think that's something that we can get fixed, and the boys get a little bit of confidence, and hopefully we'll start that and make a run in our own tournament over here.
Well, here's the interesting thing with your matchups against Winston. They've all been single digit games. You've played them a number of times, and it just feels like when the Hawks and the Redbirds are playing, that there's just not a lot of separation. And when you do see Winston, there's a pretty good chance it's going to be a really close competitive game.
Yeah, that's, their coach and I was talking the other day, and we knew it was going to be a dogfight, and we just took a little bit too long to get into that fight, I think. And even though we did take the lead, like I said, in the third quarter, they're a good team, and you just can't. They hit a few key shots, I think they're in the third quarter or fourth quarter, some outside shots that kind of put us away. And we ended up losing by 7, but I think they called it, a foul with like 0.3 of a second left, and they hit a couple of free throws. Mm-hmm. So it's the little things. We got to hit the easy shots and knock down our outside shots when they're open and shoot well from the free throw line. Those little things, and we should be in a lot of games.
Against Tri-County, Coach, another team that you're familiar with. You've had a little bit more success against them than against Winston this year, but you see them again tonight, and whenever the Mustangs and the Hawks play, there's just not a lot of secrets between the two. They're going to know you, and you're going to know them, so it comes down to a game of, I would assume, just whoever can do their stuff better than their opponent's going to win this one tonight.
That's right. When they get some outside support from some of their young guys, they can be pretty tough to handle. So we know what kind of game it's going to be. We've beat them twice. It's hard to beat a team three times, and there's a good chance we'll see them again at least one more time this year after this one. So, you know, their coaches make adjustments, and I do the same, and we try to, you know, hopefully we can come out really strong. And the last time we played, we came out strong and jumped up, I think, 20 early on them, and I don't remember what the final score was. But we know that's not always going to be the case. We have to take care of our business and go out and play our best ball to win this game.
And it's the 4-5 matchup tonight, I believe. Yep, Gilman City's a 4, Tri-County is a 5. Winner goes to the semifinals Thursday at 5:45. Loser plays at 8:15 Wednesday night. You got to figure Princeton's going to be in that winner's bracket. Number 1 seed Tigers take on East Harris and the 8 seed tomorrow. Coach, good luck against the Mustangs tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.